Ever feel like stress hits you in different ways and your migraines follow suit? Let's unpack why. Welcome to the Migraine Heroes podcast, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines, years of pain, misunderstanding, and no answers. I'm Diane Ducarme, and I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Before we dive in, a quick reminder. Over the past few weeks, I've been personally holding our 90-minute migraine sessions. And once again, I've seen how powerful it is when someone's migraine finally begins to make sense. There's a shift that happens in those conversations. You can feel it. Clarity settles in. The uncertainty softens. And from there, real change becomes possible. These sessions are offered at no cost for anyone who reserves before end of March. If you've been considering it or waiting for the right moment, this might be it. Click on the link in the show notes or download the Migraine Heroes app, complete your getting started steps, and you'll see how to reserve your session. Now take a deep breath and let's dive in. In this episode, you will learn why not all stress is created equal and why identifying the type of stress matters more than you think. How each of the 5 core stress types activates different systems in your brain and your body, influencing your migraine response. A simple at-home grounding technique that helps interrupt stress signals before they trigger pain. Stay with me till the end, because at the end of this episode, you will learn a simple self-inquiry exercise to decode which stress is most triggering your migraines and how to respond to it differently. Let's start here, gently. Stress is not one thing, and neither are migraines. If you've been told just to manage your stress more times than you can count, it makes sense if that phrase now lands like a dismissal rather than help. Because when you're already trying, sleeping when you can, holding your life together, showing up for work or family while your nervous system is on edge, being told to try harder can feel very cruel, especially when the migraines still come anyway. And what often gets missed is this: stress isn't a personal failure, it's a biological load, and your brain doesn't experience all stress the same way. The work is not about becoming calmer in some abstract way. It's about learning your nervous system's language, recognizing the specific stress signatures your brain reacts to, and slowly restoring a sense of safety and balance, piece by piece. That's not a quick fix, but it's a path forward, and you don't have to walk it alone. So, the 5 types of stress we're exploring today are threat, loss, role, moral, and uncertainty. And they each have been studied across psychology, neurology, and trauma research. They each activate unique neurobiological pathways, and emerging science is showing they may contribute to migraines in different ways. Let's break them down. First, we have threat stress. Think. Your body perceives danger. A car swerving, a raised voice, a violent memory. The brain's amygdala and hypothalamus activate the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, flooding your system with cortisol and adrenaline. This fight-flight activation can create a hypervigilant brain state, which is a known migraine trigger. And according to Dr. Peter Gadsby, heightened activation in the brainstem and hypothalamus precedes many migraine attacks, both areas influenced by perceived threat. The second type of stress is completely different. It's the loss stress. Here we're talking about grief. We're talking about death. We're talking about divorce, lost dreams, even subtle identity shifts. The nervous system experiences this more as a collapse than an alarm. And yet the immune system often ramps up inflammation. Chronic loss stress is associated with elevated cytokines and changes and serotonergic signaling, both of which have been linked to migraine episodes. Loss can also shift pain perception, lowering our threshold. The third type that we have is role stress. And role stress arises when you carry heavy responsibility without the power to change your situation. So think parenting, caregiving, work pressure. The key here is chronic tension. Functional MRI studies show role-based stress activates the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which when overburdened, reduces top-down control of the pain matrix. It's like your brain is trying to stay organized, but there's no relief. And the fourth kind is moral stress. This is when your actions or inactions go against your core values. So think staying silent about abuse, being complicit in injustice, working in systems that harm others. The stress is existential, and research shows it activates the anterior cingulate cortex, a brain region involved in emotional conflict and pain amplification. And so for people with migraines, moral injury may increase pain sensitivity even when there is no physical threat. And then we have the uncertainty stress. Uncertainty is the feeling of not knowing, test results, life changes, a waiting game. What's fascinating here is that the uncertainty often produces greater stress responses than known threats. A study in Nature Communications found that uncertainty heightened amygdala activation more than receiving a known negative outcome. And this anticipatory anxiety can trigger migraines through overactivation of pain expectation circuits, especially in those with high interoceptive sensitivity. So when we say stress causes migraine, what we're also really saying is chronic dysregulation in one or more of these brain pathways is lighting the fire. In traditional Chinese medicine, stress is not one thing. It's an imbalance in movement. And each of these five types of stress can be understood as affecting different organ systems and emotional domain, disrupting the flow of qi, of life energy, in very different ways. So let's go through each of these five and see how they impact different systems. The first one, the threat stress, is impacting kidney and bladder meridians. Threat invokes fear, which traditional Chinese medicine associates with the kidneys, the organ system that governs survival energy and the adrenals. And so prolonged threat is going to deplete the jing, the core essence, which can manifest as chronic fatigue, hypersensitivity, and headaches that feel deep and draining. The second type, the loss stress, is going to be a lung and large intestine system stress. Loss relates to grief governed by the lungs. When grief is unprocessed, it's going to create stagnation in the chest and head. The qi cannot descend, is said in the classics. Headaches here feels like a dull pressure or fog, often worse with sighing or during the fall season. The third, the role stress, is more linked to the liver and gallbladder. The liver in traditional Chinese medicine is responsible for smooth flow of emotions, energy, blood. Role stress disrupts this flow, leading to liver qi stagnation. And this is the classic tension headache with tight shoulder, irritability, and pain that moves or pulses. The moral stress influences the heart and small intestine system. The heart houses the shen, your spirit. And when your actions conflict with your values, the shen becomes disrupted, leading to insomnia, palpitations, and headache that feel hollow with emotional unease. And Asian texts describe this as the spirit leaving the head unanchored. The fifth one, the uncertainty stress, is going to affect the spleen and stomach system. So worry or overthinking weaken the spleen, which governs digestion and transformation, and this leads to dampness and heaviness, especially in the head. Migraines under uncertainty often come with digestive symptoms and are worse after eating or during transitions. And so I find absolutely fabulous because the West has mapped exactly the East. The West has found five different types of stress and has unknowingly organized them completely around the East and how the East perceives stress as acting on different systems. And so I find it a coincidence, but an absolutely remarkable convergence of the two systems. In the East, there's an old saying that goes, the body whispers what the mouth cannot speak. Now, what actionable advice can I give you for today? Today, if this is you with stress in your life, I want you to take 5 minutes to ask yourself, what type of stress is most present in my life right now? I want you to name it. Is it threat? Is it loss? Is it role? Is it moral? Is it uncertainty? If you don't remember, feel free to listen to this episode again. They're done short on purpose to really help. So try to find which one it is, and then try to find which system it dysregulates. And then ask yourself, what would safety look like? Write down one macro action you can take to restore balance. Even noticing the pattern is the beginning of healing. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you are resilient, and you are no longer alone. Keep rising, migrant hero.